Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Hey, I'm Gary Lee. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Also find them in Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home, Arkansas. Well, it's district football, and we've got head coach of the Ava Bears joining us, Casey Merrifield. And the Ava Bears are going to be heading to Liberty for a rematch tonight. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. But, hey, coach, thanks for taking a moment to join us.
You betcha. Glad to be here.
Well, last week, you know, I'm, of course, watching and listening to Biggs. And I was kind of shaking my head going, oh, come on, guys. You spotted them 14 points. What happened there? And the turnaround was spectacular, but did you have to raise your voice a little bit?
No. You know, it's one of those things. Fairgrove's, they are a very good football team. And
yes.
They came out and jumped up on us early. We went for a fourth and short in our own territory and didn't get it. So, you know, kind of put us behind the eight ball there. But the kids responded. They never quit. You know, kind of cliche, but they weren't ready to be done playing football. And they were not willing to roll over and play dead. And they just figured out how to battle back and put together a really good 3.5 quarters of football from them.
You know, I know you're their coach, but that was probably a pretty proud papa moment right there too, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you're in a situation right there where you've got your backs against the wall, and there's two different ways you can respond, and they responded just like you want them to.
Well, now here it is. It's a rematch. Round two, Liberty, Ava, you know, we play each other every year. There's really no secrets. There's, you know, it's basically – here it is, come get some, right?
Yeah, you know, it's both of these teams, we know each other really well, got a lot of respect for the coaches over there, but you know, there'll be some new wrinkles in there as every time we see them, but you know, at the end of the day, it's the same bread and butter for both of us, and you know, hopefully for us, we're a little better team than we was week four, and we can have a different outcome this Friday.
You know, the teams that Liberty's really had trouble with this year has been the teams that controls the clock. And usually by doing that, they're winning at the line of scrimmage. Keeping that offense off the field, and when they are on the field, forcing them into, you know, third and long situations. I mean, that's going to be key, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, that's really the key for us in any football game we play. We got to win in the trenches for our offense and our defense to be successful. So we've got to stay ahead of the chains, being those third and short that are easy to convert and keep your offense on the field. And, you know, the best defense you can play is a really good offense and keep the other team from having the ball in their hands. So that's our goal every Friday night, just like it is this one.
Yeah, and it should be a packed house. I mean, there's going to be lots of Liberty supporters there, and I'm sure there's not going to be many people in Ava tonight. They're going to be at Mountain View cheering on their Bears.
I hope so. I hope we've got that place rocking.
Yeah, I mean, I tell kids all the time, this is why, you know, you work so hard. This is why you get up every morning to go lift weights, and you know, you're doing all this just hard stuff. It's for moments like this. I mean, these are the types of things, games, that you can go back and talk with your buddies years down the road. You know, hey, remember when we went to this place or that place and odds were stacked against us, but we proved them wrong. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, does it?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those situations, that coach, you don't have to look for any locker room material, anything to pump your kids up. You know, we took a pretty rough beating over there week four, and you know, got a group of kids here that's ready to prove that's not who we are. And you know, we don't expect a lot of people to believe in us right now. We've been that way for quite some time now, but we do feel like we're playing a lot better football than we was week four, and we're excited to give it another shot.
Yeah, it was no blowout by any means. You guys were right there, just a play here, play there, you know, a yellow flag stays in the pocket here and there. It's a different game.
Yeah, we felt like, you know, coming off probably the worst loss of my coaching career there the week before at Mountain Grove, and we come into this game, and we really did feel like we competed well. We just couldn't make the big play when we had to have it, or, you know, much like you mentioned there, we had a few penalties that really killed our drives. So we did feel like we had a shot to keep it really, really close there, and unfortunately we didn't make a few of those plays. And, you know, now that we're into the second season, as I like to call it, I hope that we've grown up and we're capable of making a few of those plays.
Right on. Well, really looking forward to it. Again, head coach of the Ava Bears, they're going to be at the Nest tonight, and that kickoff will be 7 p.m. It'll air on the Fox 96.9. Head coach Casey Merrifield, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk with you real soon.
Thank you.